The next patient is Eliodora Maldonado. Eliodora is H-E-L-I-O-D-O-R-A. Maldonado is M-A-L-D-O-N-A-D-O. Number one. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old Hispanic female that I had the opportunity to see recently with the overwhelming nephrotic syndrome, the patient, during the last visit that was in November the 9th, 2023, had 4,800 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine in the urine. At that time, the patient was placed on Jardiance, which finally she started to take after the insurance problems. And the next approach will be the initiation of irbesartan, 75 milligrams POBID. The patient has not started the irbesartan yet. The laboratory workup that was done on March the 11th, 2024, there is evidence that the patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.63 and a BUN of 42 with a estimated EFR of 34. That is a substantial decrease in the kidney function. However, the proteinuria came down to 2,600 milligrams per gram, 2,600 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. We are hoping for this proteinuria to be improved, adding the irbesartan 75 milligrams POBID. Following number, the patient has chronic kidney disease stage 3B that is deteriorating as mentioned before, and this is related to the poor control of the the whole general condition. Now the patient is receiving the plant-based diet, the sodium restriction, the fluid restriction, and she has been following these recommendations. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus that has hemoglobin of 7.4. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia. That has been under control, and a following number, hypertension, that is under control. We are going to reevaluate this patient in June. However, we are going to get a potassium 1 week after she has been on irbesartan, looking for hyperkalemia. Period. The patient has a potassium of 4.9, which is borderline. For that reason, we cannot consider Kerendia at this particular time.